WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A tense exchange between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky, leading Zelensky being asked to leave the White House before meetings took place on ending Russia's war with Ukraine.
I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States, and your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty. But you'll fight it out.
President Trump then accusing Zelensky of not being ready for peace. Senator Lindsey Graham, among the officials in the room, now suggesting Zelensky to resign.
I talked to Zelensky this morning. Don't take the bait. President Trump was in a very good mood last night. Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president.
Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries called today's meeting appalling, claiming the fallout will embolden Vladimir Putin and Russian aggression. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing increases in fees for fish, game, and wildlife licenses in his biennial budget proposal. Under the proposal, the price of most of the licenses and tags would increase by $10 to $20. Some of those increases would essentially double the costs for specific licenses, including resident deer, resident small game, and resident trapping. DNR officials say the last time license fees were increased for residents was in 2005, but Governor Evers' last biennial budget increased fees for non-residents only. A Wisconsin Republican congressman has introduced legislation that would repeal a federal program that provides funding to states to build their electric vehicle infrastructure. Wisconsin was awarded over $78 million through the Biden administration to develop the fast-charging stations across the state. So far, $23 million has been allocated for 53 of those stations, including the first few in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Ashland. The bill from Congressman Tony Weed could cost Wisconsin about $55 million allocated for the EV chargers. Superior Fire Department officials say one person was killed and one rescued after a UTV fell through the ice on the St. Louis River on Thursday afternoon. Officials say the incident occurred at around 3 p.m. near Kimball's Bay. When authorities arrived at the scene, they managed to rescue one of the people from the water. A dive team was called to locate the other individual, and officials later confirmed that they had died and their body had been recovered. Authorities have not released the identities of the two people who fell through the ice. Duluth law enforcement officials say they were not made aware of a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement operation conducted in the city on Thursday morning. According to the Duluth Police Department, federal immigration officials arrested several people working on a roofing project in the city's Lakeside neighborhood. Chief Mike Sanua said in a statement that the department's main priority remains the safety and security of the community, and they were not informed of any actions being taken in the city by federal immigration authorities. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us, a great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
I thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes. They look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Battling a brutal wind today, with winds sustained out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts approaching 40. With crashing temperatures today, we've got wind chills on top of that. We could see a few spotty sprinkles early, flipping to flurries behind the front. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 30.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
He killed our people and he didn't exchange prisoners. We signed the exchange of prisoners, but he didn't do it. What kind of diplomacy, JD, you are speaking about? What do you mean?
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future. God bless you, you will not have war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that. Remember this. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influenced.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position.
You
don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards.
Playing cards.
Right now, you don't.
You're
playing cards.
Mr. President.
You're playing cards.
Serious.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country. That's back to you. Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once? In this entire meeting, have you said thank you today? You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Oh. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Please, you think that if you will speak very loudly about the war, you
He's
can...
He's not speaking loudly. He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks in this cabinet, and not only in this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your
president. We gave you military equipment, and
your
men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about West?
If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days. I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe
new.
Less.
In 2 weeks. Of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this.
Again,
I tell you.
Just say thank you.
Except
that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on.
I understand.
I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're
again,
running low on soldiers.
Don't please.
You're running
Mr.
low
President.
On soldiers. It would be a damn good
Mr.
thing. And then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I want this. Look, if you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course we want to stop the war.
But you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire, what they think.
That wasn't
it doesn't
with
matter
me.
For you what,
that
what
wasn't with me.
Means.
It that was with a guy named Biden, who was not a smart person. That was,
your,
that was with Obama.
President. It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama, who gave you sheets, and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets and Trump gave javelins. You got to be more thankful, because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
One more question to Mr. White.
But what if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now?
But they have
okay? What if they broke it? I don't know. They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me. Let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me. He went through a phony witch hunt where they used him and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony... That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, Shifty Adam Schiff. It was a Democrat scam. And he had to go through that. And he did go through it. We didn't end up in a war. And he went through it. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom. It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. And then they said, oh, the laptop from hell was made by Russia, the 51 agents. The whole thing was a scam, and he had to put up with that. He was being accused of all that stuff. All I can say is this. He might have broken deals with Obama and Bush, and he might have broken them with Biden. He did, maybe. Maybe he didn't. I don't know what happened. But he didn't break them with me. He wants to make a deal. I don't know if you can make a deal. The problem is I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position. But you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing.
Unbelievably shameful. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for your patience. We need to listen to that again and again and again. It is the United States of America, led by the president, taking a knee and aligning itself, becoming an ally of one of the world's most dangerous dictators, Vladimir Putin. It is a dark day in this country. It is a dark day for democracy. We have fought against the very things that Vladimir Putin stands for 85 years. And here we are. Join this conversation, 855-752-4842. The person that will bring about World War III is named Donald J. Trump. Karen from Madison, thank you for your patience, ma'am. You're first up this afternoon. What do you have to say?
Hi, Maggie. I've been conversing with a friend down in Arizona. She said we should start a GoFundMe, but we should, to help them, but we can't give the money to America because they've screwed up and charged double for all the things we've sent. How can we do anything? Because I think people would pour money into Zelensky's. It's terrible.
I agree with you, Karen. Why don't you let us here at Civic Media do a little of that diligence for you? I don't want to promote particular websites or individuals because we haven't vetted any of those, but we will do something in the future help provide that directive. According to NBC, this is breaking news, Trump has terminated Ukraine energy grid restoration aid, terminated Ukraine's energy grid restoration plan. This is to the tune of at least $100 million. You think they might need energy to fight Vladimir Putin? This is extortion. This is the mob shaking down a bodega for protection money. It is disgusting. Russian intelligence officials and foreign policy officials are celebrating. The deputy chair of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, Dmitry Medvedev, said this in a tweet. The insolent pig finally got a proper slapdown in the Oval Office. And Donald Trump is right. The Kiev regime is gambling with World War III. You know how to end this conflict, Dmitry? Take your troops back to the Russian border. Poland, the Prime Minister of Poland is freaking out. His name's Donald Tusk, posting this. Dear Ukrainian friends, you are not alone. Let's not make any mistakes here. Let's not mince words. Donald Trump aligning the United States with Russia, putting the entirety of Western Europe under threat. Jeff from Green Bay, you're up next, sir.
Yeah, hi. I hear the radio doing something different. Am I talking to you?
Yep, go ahead, Jeff.
It's time for Democrats to boycott everything. Quit their jobs, walk out, let the world know what Democrats do versus Republicans, because Republicans don't do anything.
Yeah, it's Republicans for 25 years have run on the burn it down campaign. They just oppose everything the government does willy-nilly. And Democrats have effectively saved the American people from feeling the impacts of that burn it down mentality. I hear where you're coming from, Jeff. I worry about those who are most vulnerable because they will pay the heaviest prices. Thank you, Jeff, for your call. 855-752-4842. Linda from Waukesha, you're up next, ma'am.
Oh, my God. I am so sick of that POS Trump in office making Americans look foolish and idiotic. We need to back Ukraine and get them Russian, sorry, I won't say it, out of Ukraine. Those poor people didn't ask for this. And oh my God, I just get so angry when I hear what he's doing, even when I hear his voice. Oh, it's awful.
Linda, I hear you. And I agree. It is a terrible day for us as a nation. And for democracies everywhere. Mick from Madison, you're up next, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Maggie. I'd like to start by saying that I am a conservative. I'm very liberal on a few issues, and those are the environment, labor unions, universal health care, and Russia-Ukraine. And after listening to what they said today, I could not believe how we conducted ourselves in front of Zelensky. And it was unbelievable the way that we, you know, completely disregarded it, and Trump got off on these tangents about how, like, well, he was talking about Biden. He was talking about domestic stuff and Hunter Biden and stuff. Like, listen, like I said, I give him the time of day on some issues like that. But this is not the time or place, and a statesman should not be addressing something like that in front of an ally that we are trying to support. It's disgraceful, and thanks for letting me speak my mind on your show.
Of course, Mick, and I hope you call back and continue to listen, because, Mick, I got a little message for you. You might actually be a fiscally conservative Democrat, and my friend, the water's warm. Jump on in. You and I could probably have some really interesting discussions. We're going to continue with the phones. If you're on the line, stay there. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're discussing whatever the heck happened in the Oval Office today, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
Again, sound from an absolute horrifying meeting in the Oval Office this morning. Answer to Vice President Vance. Yes, we have the draft in Ukraine, and Ukrainians are proudly serving their country. Didn't your president dodge the draft, President Bonespurs? How dare you criticize the draft in my country? Audrey from Watertown, welcome to the show. I appreciate you as a new caller. Go ahead.
Yes, if we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone. We have to arm ourselves and speak out. I have a Capitol switchboard number. I suggest that
go ahead
I will
and
give it to you.
Yeah, share it, Audrey. Please do.
202-224-3121.
That's 202-224-3121.
And then it wouldn't hurt to call Tammy Baldwin. And there are other phone numbers that I do not have.
Yeah, thanks, Audrey. Folks, we will put every phone number for every MAGA elected official in the Wisconsin delegation. So that's Brian Stile, Van Orton, Tom Tiffany, Scott Fitzgerald, and Glenn Grothman, and of course, Rojo Got to Go, Senator Johnson. We'll put all of their numbers and their emails in today's show chat. Capitol switchboard number, thank you, Audrey. New caller, we appreciate you. 202-224-3121. Going to another new caller, Pat from Oshkosh. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Maggie. Thanks for taking my call. I'm with everyone else in the embarrassment over what happened today. My daughter had a suggestion of something that could be done to show support. On Tuesday evening, there is the sort of State of the Union address being presented by Donald Trump. every single representative in there that supports Ukraine should simply stand there with their backs
turned
to the president. Yep, yep, and offer absolutely no reaction, no booing, no yelling, but nothing but silence with their backs turned to him. And anyone that is supporting him, all right, then everybody jumps on their bandwagon and expresses our opinions to them and what we feel should be done.
Thanks so much, Pat from Oshkosh, another new caller. If you are a new caller, you will go to the top of the list, top of, front of the call line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you've been trying to get through or you are on hold and you got dropped or hung up, do call back. We've got a little bit of room in the caller queue, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Don from Milwaukee, thanks for your patience, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Maggie. Thank you. I saw the news breaking, and I actually saw it. I could not believe it. This man, this so-called man, did you see the rage? He's a traitor. This guy's a loose cannon, and I'm calling upon the Republicans. He has to be removed from office. This guy went into a rage. I've never seen nothing like this. He verbally assaulted. I felt sorry for this Zelensky. He is a good man. He loves his people. He loves his country. That's more than I can say about Trump. That's more or less what I've got to say, but it's shameful.
Don, I agree with you. Thank you, sir. Yeah, there was only one man of honor in the Oval Office today, and his name was Volodymyr Zelensky. We should be supporting the Ukrainians, not bowing a knee, taking a knee to Vladimir Putin for God knows what upside for Donald Trump and his billionaire buddies that they want to hand $4.2 trillion in tax cuts to. Has the Republican Party entirely, like, we thought they had lost their way and abandoned ship, but this is of a whole nother level and type. Jennifer from Romeoville saying this on the text line: this country I live in, its leadership is treating Ukrainians' head of state like a naughty child. This say thank you nonsense, it's an obscenity. I'm speechless and nauseated. I have such respect for President Zelensky for refusing Trump's demands. Hear, hear. Wisco Paul, you're up next, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll make this quick, Maggie. First of all, there is no Republicans with enough guts to stand up to the man. And Zelensky was set up today.
Yes.
Total set up, and it's really sad to see it. My question for you is, I don't see any hope except through the courts. You being a lawyer, is there still hope, I hope there is, for the courts to put some stop on the things that are going on?
Yeah, thanks so much, Paul. I hope you're doing well, friend. Yes, I do think we have some hope in the courts, but our greatest hope lies in the reasonableness, the good faith of the vast majority of American people. And that means that in less than 5 weeks, in just over 4 weeks, we're going to decide whether the Trump MAGA-supporting Brad Shameless Shill Schimmel is elected to our state Supreme Court, which might as well be, you know, Donald Trump mini, also bending a knee to Vladimir Putin. If we want that guy running our state Supreme Court, who failed to test 9,000 rape kits when he was attorney general, who abandoned victims. April 1st, that's when we stand up. We stand up in the midterms. We protest. We speak. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. If you're on the lines, stay there. We're going to get to each and every one of you. I'm going to try to get all the text messages in. Join our conversation. A day that will live in infamy when the United States, in the Oval Office, bent a knee to dictator and authoritarian Vladimir Putin, undoing 85 years of American foreign policy, spitting in the face of our veterans and the most fundamental American values. More when we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Milk production has been a bit slow as of late, but we might be seeing an increase soon. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Ryan Yonkman, the vice president of EverAg, is here to explain why we might be seeing more milk being pushed through in coming weeks.
Are we in growth mode, blowing and going? Absolutely not. Heifers are very tight, but we are certainly on the path to making more. And on top of that, solids are up. Butter fat levels in the milk is very high. We're seeing that up about 1.5%. We've seen that transpire into our cream and butter markets. I'm sure people have paid attention to here.
Yonkman says that with milk supply growing, we should be able to see a good supply of our dairy products in the spring. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those closing markets right after this.
Well, hold on to your britches, everybody. It's time to go nuts at the Springfield Corners Testicle Festival. March 8th, you can enjoy deep-fried delicacies along with ice-cold beverages and live music by the Lights Out Band. Join me, the fabulous Farm Babe, along with the rest of the Midwest Farm Report team at Springfield Corners for your chance to win concert tickets and to try some fried Rocky Mountain oysters. It all kicks off after 2 p.m. on March 8th. Springfield Corners. See Facebook for more details. Come on along. We're headed to the Canadian Rockies. I'm PM Yankee, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th. We'll begin at Calgary's Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Off to Vancouver for award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery. Then we ferry to Vancouver Island to visit a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at how those markets are shaking up to end this Friday. Unfortunately, it looks like the markets are taking a dive today as cash corn is down 11 and a quarter at 453 and a half, and new crop corn is down 6 and 3 quarters at 455. Cash soybeans are down 11 and a quarter at 1011 and a half, and new crop soybeans are down 12 and a quarter at 1029 and a half. Wheat isn't looking much better as March contracts are down 9 and 3 quarters at 537, and July contracts are down 7 and a half at 569 and a quarter. Milk is also taking a large hit as March contracts for Class 3 milk are down 33 cents at 1867 a hundredweight, and April contracts are also down 33 cents at 1827 a hundredweight. Barrels of cheese finished down 2.5 at 178, and 40-pound blocks are down 9.5 at 177.5. And butter finished with no change at 234.5. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Battling a brutal wind today, with winds sustained out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts approaching 40. With crashing temperatures today, we've got wind chills on top of that. We could see a few spotty sprinkles early, flipping to flurries behind the front. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director and driving force behind the film Green and Gold, Anders Lindwall. Comedian James Connolly and Max Inc. co-host Terry Barr joins us for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that. Remember this. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influenced.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influenced.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now.
Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been sharing with you clips of what can only be described as an absolute disgrace. I'm going to say likely orchestrated by Donald Trump, the KGB and J.D. Vance, KGB, now the SVR, to set up Zelensky, scream and yell at an ally's leader in the Oval Office, no less. And I'll just be very clear about this. And ask anybody that has worked in the State Department or knows anything about foreign policy and how diplomacy works. It wasn't this. This was an entirely, in my opinion, staged event. You don't throw a bunch of world leaders to hash out the specifics of an agreement to try to end a conflict when there's a lot of points of conflict with a room full of cameras. Of course, this was a setup. Corey from Delafield, a new caller. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Hi, first time caller, and I am a Ron Paul Republican. I've been driven to my position by the last 4 years, and I believe that Trump did the right thing. I don't think he thought about this in advance, like you're saying, and I think he just saved us from World War III.
Why do you think abandoning our ally Ukraine and siding with Russia is the right thing for the United States?
Because Zelensky is not thinking clearly.
As to what exactly, Corey? What is Zelensky not that he's defend his country was invaded by Russia, and he has been sucked into a war. A war that they don't want, that Ukraine has put a peace plan, a 10-point peace plan on the table no less than 9 times, which Russia has rejected. They're defending their boundary, their sovereign boundaries. What is Zelensky not getting that we need to understand?
Does that peace plan carve off the eastern section of Russia?
Would you give up Maine to Canada if they invaded?
That's a red herring, and I'm not going to entertain that.
Why is it a red herring? Ukraine had sovereign boundaries. You don't just get to say, oh, we don't agree with your boundaries and invade another country. That's not how it works.
You want me to go into a history lesson? We don't have time for that. I'm just a caller.
Corey, you don't get to invade other countries and violate their sovereign boundaries. Ukraine is an ally, is it not? Since when does Vladimir Putin have the U.S. best interests at heart? Tell me why we should trust Putin over Zelensky.
I think when history is written, Donald Trump...
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you to tell me right now, what about the manner in which Vladimir Putin has run his country as a dictatorship for 25 years indicates that he has the best interests of the United States at heart, and he is actually our ally over Ukraine, over Poland, over France, over Britain?
I have a unique answer for that, if you'll hear me out. Putin wants to join the West and do commerce with us.
He's had an opportunity to do that for 20 years.
China. Putin requested to be a part of NATO back in the 90s. NATO promised not to move one inch east from East Germany. We have violated that. We sent our CIA and our U.S.
Okay, we're now down the rabbit hole of conspiracy nonsense. Sorry, Corey. Done. That is an outstanding allegation that somehow Vladimir Putin is the benign actor and that NATO and the U.S. are to blame for Vladimir Putin's invasion of a sovereign nation, Corey. That is the stuff of Russia propaganda. Period. Full stop. Pat from Wind Lake, you're up next.
Hi, this is Pat Stapleton calling from Wind Lake. Got a real quick statement here. I've said this before to others, how this was his plan since before he began being in office this time around. He was going to start a war, get involved in the war somehow or another, and then be able to legally suspend the Constitution and then do what he's want. He's been in noncompliance with the court rulings.
Yes.
He stated time after time after time again that he has had many conversations with Putin about what we don't know. But
right.
This was his plan all along.
Pat, I don't think, you know, a lot of these theories that people have said that Russia has compromising information, that they flipped Trump going back into the late 80s, that this has been his plan, actually end up suspending the Constitution, seizing, sort of declaring martial anything is. I just watched the most unbelievable thing I have seen from a foreign policy perspective in the entirety of my 48 years on this rock we call Earth. Anything's freaking possible. Tanner, another new caller from Madison. Welcome to the show, Tanner. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Yeah, so I just want to say I think what happened with that meeting today was a complete embarrassment to diplomacy. It's a complete embarrassment to the United States government. What Donald Trump continues to do is what he's always said he's going to do, and that is make noise, and that plays to his base. And he's just smoke and mirrors. When the man comes up and thinks that negotiating is just yelling at someone,
right,
trying to embarrass him. Same thing with J.D. Vance. It's completely disgusting, and it's embarrassing to everyone. And even when the French president, when Macron came, and Trump was refusing to call Putin a dictator, he just smiled in disgust. He didn't say anything because he was respectful. But, like, being yelling in the Oval Office isn't diplomacy, isn't negotiation. It's being a fearmonger, which is what he does to his base. And Trump does that successfully, and he does it exceptionally well because his base is too foolish to understand what he's actually doing.
I agree with you, Tanner. Thanks so much. New caller Tanner from Madison. If you are a new caller, a vet, or a conservative, you will go to the top of the line. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. A conservative and Republican on the text line says this: I would like to just bring up the saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Trump is not simply taking a knee to Putin. He is trying to stop the killing as of right now. He was close with Putin to get information, not to be, quote, buddies. You could not be more wrong. That is what foreign policy back channels are for. Donald Trump, in every public statement, has said in every way, shape, or form, calling Zelensky a dictator, saying that Ukraine started the war, lying about how much aid we've given to Ukraine, in every single way, because he's making these statements publicly, new texter. That is not about some highly sophisticated, you know, oh, Donald Trump is just trying to milk Vladimir Putin. I'm sorry, but Vladimir Putin, a KGB alumni, runs circles around Donald, I can't see past my nose or think more than 24 hours ahead, Trump. It's not some sophisticated negotiation. You don't negotiate when you're like, oh, one side, I'll just give you everything you want. Hey, other side, I'm going to just give the other side everything they want, but I'm going to take billions of dollars in rare earth minerals to turn over to our collective billionaire overlord so we can make more penis rockets and funny-looking trucks that a third grader designed. It's just not the way it works. We as the United States, for 85 years, have never said the kind of things that Donald Trump is saying about any of the world's dictatorships. If what you're saying is true, conservative caller, then why don't we cozy up to Iran and Kim Jong-un? Oh, wait, Donald Trump does cozy up to Kim Jong-un, admires him quite a lot, in fact. That's not what we do as a nation publicly. It's anathema to 85 years of American foreign policy, full stop. Do not believe the conservative talking points. because where they're coming from is Russia. Watching members of the Republican Party, elected members of the Republican Party, drop KGB, now SVR, Kremlin talking points is an abomination. There's no normalizing this. There's no rationalizing it. None. Here's an example. Lindsey Graham said this. Americans witnessing this would not want Zelensky to be their business partner, including me. Lindsey Graham, go kick rocks. You flip-flopping, no values having betrayer of America. You traitor. You traitor. We're not talking about business partnerships, Lindsey. We're talking about the allied Western countries. We're talking about the defense of democracy, standing against dictators that assassinate political enemies. That's who you think our friends should be? Come on. Paul from Spooner, you're up next, sir.
What I saw today with Zelensky was a complete attack. They had to, their goal was to attack him, to make him uncomfortable. Donald Trump is using the Oval Office, those little yellow chairs, as his attempt to attack politicians publicly. And we watched it earlier this week. You know, he got corrected by the...
By Emmanuel Macron, yes.
Yes, he had to touch him on the arm and say, sir, that's not true. What you're saying is not true. You're talking about me. That's not true. And then he did the same thing with the United Nations 3 days later, and now he did it again. So Trump, for some reason, has this goal of using these yellow chairs to prop up himself to display people so that he can bash them. And today he brought in J.D. Vance. And the only thing good about today is we didn't have President Musk standing above them, towering them as they were doing it.
I completely agree, Paul. I don't care which visual we pick, the one from today, the one with Macron, the one with our billionaire overlord and his kid wiping his boogers on the Resolute desk from a couple weeks ago. None of this is American. None of it. We can go back to arguing about what fiscal conservatism looks like. By the way, a little cheat sheet here. It's not a $4.2 trillion tax cut for billionaires and 100 billionaires and the wealthiest, most powerful corporations in the world. The vast majority of those tax cuts that they're proposing will go to the top 5%. An incredibly tiny fraction will inure to the benefit of the middle class. And I'm all for those tax cuts, by the way. It is not American. What is happening right now is not American. Bob from Glendale on the text line. New texter. Welcome, Bob. He just doubled his contribution to Susan Crawford. He cannot believe what happened today. This guy, DJT, can't be trusted. Will any Republicans in the Senate or the House stand up to this madness? I'm afraid not. The very nature of a cult is that you stop thinking for yourself and you just do what dear leader asks. It seems that that's where we're at, spearheaded, led by sycophants like Lindsey Graham. Angie from Monroe on the text line saying she feels like she needs a shower. I feel horrible that Trump did this. When we have no allies left, we, the United States, will be more vulnerable than ever to Vladimir Putin and his ilk. I just want to point this out. Incredibly important. Mark my words here. Donald Trump, the people that he has picked to try to address cybersecurity in the United States, he's basically dismantling that. They refuse to call out Russian cybersecurity threats. And I'm talking about our infrastructure, our water supplies, our electrical grid. This is something that the intelligence communities have been identifying for the last 20 years. Donald Trump scrubbed. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency basically dismantled. What do you think's going on here? Listen, it's been a rough week. It's been a particularly hard Friday. When we come back, we're going to step back. We're going to step together. I'm going to bring on Civic Media's very own Terry Barr because we all need something good. And we're going to talk about what's good, local, and overlooked here in the state of Wisconsin so we can all go off into the weekend, I hope, with some hope, with some community. Keep it locked. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Back in just a moment.
Your
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Dr. Omar, we sometimes think I'm going to lose weight. I'm at the gym 3-4 times a week, and then 2 months down the road, they see that they've lost 3 pounds.
Think of the 4 main things to help us balance: how I sleep, how I eat, how I live, and my relationships. Don't shy away from seeking therapy. We need to seek that support to keep our health goals going.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You ain't got no kind. I think we all need something good, yes? Yes, we all need something good. It's Friday afternoon, everybody. We're on the last segment of the Maggie Dawn Show. Usually she joins me at 3:30, but we had some urgent news that we all needed to discuss as a community. Thank you to everyone. Donna from DeForest, Patrick from the 608, Billy, who I didn't get to, a bunch of folks. You have all been very generous. Bob from Glendale, Bill from Waukesha, all of the folks on the call and text line. Mike from Green Bay, I apologize if I was not able to get to your call or text this afternoon. I really appreciate everybody participating because it's all about having these great and sometimes very difficult, very upsetting stories, which is why I asked Terry very graciously to stick around and join us for this last segment this afternoon so we could go off into the weekend together on a more positive note. Thanks so much, Terry, for sharing a little bit of what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin this Friday? We need it, friend.
Oh, you got it. Sounds like everyone could use a mental health break right now. So that's actually where I'm starting, Maggie. It's going to be March 1st tomorrow, Women's History Month. But then did you know Women's Mental Health Awareness Month is also being, if you will say, celebrated? But it's also not an official month. And luckily, there are a bunch of health officials across the country and also right here in Wisconsin saying, we need this to be official. Make it along with Women's History Month. I talked to a therapist, Diana Anzaldúa, and she tells me this is why it's so important.
Something that still surprises me is the fact that women are still not getting the care that they need. It is something that I'm still kind of shocked at the lack of care that women receive around mental health, especially when it comes to anxiety and depression. I'm also I'm a psychosomatic therapist, so some of my work involves body-based things, right, and looking at how some of our unprocessed emotions can show up physically, right, how they can manifest as other symptoms like medical symptoms. One of the things being chronic disease and chronic illness, you know, just the stigma around like women being so emotional, right? Women are too emotional. You're too loud. You don't say that. You have to be nice and go with the flow, right? And so the sort of expectation, I think, that women face.
Okay, so Maggie, 1 in 5 women in Wisconsin. And guys, don't tune out here because 1 in 8 will have depression or anxiety. Half of those, though, will not be officially diagnosed or seek treatment. Mm. Go get the help if you need it, especially in these trying times. Okay, now I'm going to move on, Maggie.
Please.
I'm going to talk about hot dogs. How's that for fun?
I had hot dogs just this week, Terry. I love me a good hot dog.
Hot dogs.
Go ahead, my friend.
Okay, and I know you and I love sports, so let's talk Bucks.
Yes.
Turns out the Bucks have the 4th cheapest hot dog in the NBA. Guess what it costs?
$4.50.
Ooh, you're close. $5 a hot dog at Fiserv Forum. Now, get this, though. If you go to a San Antonio Spurs game, woo, you're going to pay $11.99 for a hot dog.
What's going on with processed meats in San Antonio?
I don't know. The cheapest is the Phoenix Suns, $2.
$2? Wait a minute. How do you go? Is San Antonio to Phoenix and there's what, like a $9 price swing? Listen, I could politicize a hot dog right now, Terry, but I'm not going to because we need a break from the politics.
I know. It's like, take your mental health break and grab a hot dog somewhere.
Yeah, or a vegan dog if that's your thing, or if you are working on your healthfulness. You know, have a half a hot dog and then a nice big crunchy leafy salad.
That sounds great.
It really does. I have kind of rediscovered the hot dog, if you will, Terry. And it's because my good friend introduced me to a meat store just outside of Green Bay called Maplewood Meats.
Oh, I know it well.
Yes. There's like a traffic jam on the weekend. They just expanded their parking lot. It smells like Nirvana in there. So anyways, I had kind of like lost track of the hot dog, if you will, until I went back into Maplewood Meats and had bought and had made a bit of their incredibly locally sourced, fabulous meat that they've got there. And my friend was like, you know what they have that's really good is the Maplewood Meats hot dogs. And so, yes, I have rediscovered the dog that is hot, which only goes to align perfectly with the fact that I bought a miniature dachshund, a wiener dog. And, you know, she is herself a little hot dog.
And I haven't seen photos.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to text you as soon as I'm off the air of photos of Finny.
Now, that's something to make you smile and make you feel good.
Yeah, maybe Jamie and I, my senior producer, maybe we'll throw up on the show notes for today a photo of Finny just to give everybody some warm fuzzies going into the weekend because it has been very rough on all of us. Terry, what you got going on this weekend? Doing anything fun?
I think it's always going to be music. You know,
always you do love some music.
It just kind of makes you forget everything else, doesn't it? At least for a little bit.
It does. I can get lost in some good tunes. Thank you so much, Terry, for a reminder that we all need to be taking care of our own mental health, especially women. Ladies, take care of yourselves. Gentlemen, too. Yes. Terry, all my best for a wonderful weekend to you, my friend.
You too. And everyone listening, take care.
Folks, that's going to do it for me. Please. Take a step back from the politics this weekend. Reset, recharge. All of this mess is going to be here on Monday morning. Again, we'll have the emails and phone numbers for all of the Wisconsin MAGA delegation on the show notes for today. And as I end every show, remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for Ukraine. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend. Dom Salvia is up next.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Badger basketball game over the weekend and also find out whether we still have a country. If we do, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky turning into a heated exchange in the Oval Office, with President Trump accusing Zelensky of not wanting to make a deal to end the war and not thanking the U.S.
My whole life, that's what I do, is make deals. And I'm in the middle of a mess because this is a real mess. It's a very dangerous one. If this doesn't get solved now, it's not going to get solved for a long time.
It ended with the White House asking Zelensky to leave early. The world and U.S. allies reacting. ABC's Tom Soufy-Burich has more.
We're already hearing from European leaders and top officials. They're rallying around Ukraine, as you'd expect. The Spanish are saying that the Ukrainians are not alone. The Lithuanians are saying you'll never walk alone. The French foreign minister of Germany saying Ukraine is not alone.
Zelensky in a post thanked Americans and the president and Congress for support, saying Ukraine needs just and lasting peace, and we are working exactly for that. This is ABC News.